This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two. This is Rich Sheehan live from Montana, sitting in for Vince Fennelli today. And we appreciate you being here. So I'm going to go back to articles. I'm going to go back into tangents and sidebars. And I'm not going to finish all of my prep work, but that's okay. Next article, Texas sues Biden for letting in coronavirus-infected illegal immigrants. See, it's all BS, folks. They want to take down America. It has nothing to do with coronavirus. Absolutely, it's about consolidating power, money, and control. It's about, see, this is what happens when people don't do their job. You have to do their job. You know, it's just like I read an article of what's happening in Canada. They're having more COVID lockdowns as per their health chief. And they're actually trying to prevent a spread of false information. Let me show you how dangerous that is. I have an article here that says Japan defense official warns that China is planning a Pearl Harbor strike on America. And they're going to, one of the things they're going to target is the power grid. Hello, are you awake yet? See, this is what happens when people don't do their job. I'm going to go off into a tangent here, folks. You know, I talk about the delegitimization of work and how the association of value goes down when that happens. And when I worked for, one of the things I talk about is when I worked for GlaxoSmithKline, Big Pharma, 14 years. I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis and nerve damage, and I couldn't, my lawyer said I couldn't tell anybody because they would can me. So I kept working. I was living, literally driving with painkillers, driving a company car and endangering myself and others on the road because I had no choice. Because my attorneys told me, because I tried to go as a part-time job share, and they told me it was for women only. I had attorneys that told me that if I was a female and the same thing happened to me, and they said that in reverse, I would be, as a female, I would have had a $10 million lawsuit settlement by the end of the day. One attorney told me I didn't have enough victim group status. Another attorney told me I did not have enough group self-pity points. Well, what happens when you delegitimize work, people? You have to remember that we have a constitution. We have a Bill of Rights. Civil rights policies, they're designed to ensure that Americans should be judged on a basis of individual merit. But we're allowing the powers that be to divide us by sexual orientation, skin pigmentation, shade, gender you identify. You know, the bankers, lawyers, judges, politicians, they've sold us out. And we're falling for this. Civil rights are inherent individual rights, defined as a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These rights are held equally under law. But when the powers that be create victim group status based on what group you're in, or protectionist group status, there's discrimination across the board and has nothing to do with your job, your proven results, your hard work, your qualifications. They mean nothing. Amendments to our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, guarantee that no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens in the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. But we don't have that. We have certain groups through corporate structure, through government structure, that have special privilege and government entitlement, which basically affects life, liberty, and property in due process. It's being erased for the majority of the people. Well, I always connect the dots and talk about how when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, how that targets the people who don't have rights, don't have restitution or protection under the rule of law. When certain people demand to feel entitled to lower the bars of standards and expectation for a job, what we're doing is you're not empowering those people. You're doing the opposite. You're enabling and protecting these corrupt companies like the GlaxoSmithKline. You're giving them liability immunity. Well, how do you like the fact that Big Pharma has liability immunity for vaccines right now? You remember last week I talked about a leak regarding that there's over 50,000 deaths in America, even though CDC and VAERS admits to 6,000? Can you imagine if there were 6,000 deaths from automatic weapons? They'd be coming to your house and taking your BB guns and butter knives. This is what happens when you don't become, when you forget about being an American, and your pride and your ego forces you and funnels you with a psyop to protect your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. You're giving free lunch to the elites who control you. You eliminate the rule of law with precedence. You've allowed certain people to sell your country out to the highest bidder. You're being deceived, people. You're being disillusioned. And we get back wealth redistribution where the middle class and the bottom 93% is going to be stuck on basically government beer money. You'll be told what to do, where to do it, how far you can leave your home, how much money you can have, what to spend it on. You're going to be forced to take toxic, poison foods and drugs, eat bugs, drink contaminated water. That's what depopulation agendas are all about. That's how they use group identity politics. They're literally insulting your work ethic, your ability, and intelligence by saying you can't compete and your work is suboptimal. And instead of doing something about it the right way, you're letting your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun use subjective emotional opinion to drive your pride and ego in the wrong direction. You're not empowering your nation or your group. You're making the nation more submissive. You're allowing America to be hijacked. There's not one example in history where you build up a group or a nation by rewarding mediocrity. What it does is eliminate opportunity, knowledge, productivity, innovation, and only gives those words and those definitions to the elite. Let me give you some examples of lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Drug giant pleads guilty, fined $3 billion for drug marketing, defrauding Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars. That's GlaxoSmithKline, the company I just worked for. U.S. media blackout. Italian court rules vaccines cause autism regarding one of Glaxo's products, and yet they gave payout to vaccine victims in the tens of millions, but they kept it under the table, hush hush. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline accidentally, in quotes, that's a response, released live polio virus in the environment where people swim and bathe. Next, GlaxoSmithKline testing experimental Ebola vaccines on West Africans. Next, GlaxoSmithKline now admits executives involved in criminal bribery days after they denied it. Next, yet another vaccine failure. Widely hyped GlaxoSmithKline cancer vaccine fails in clinical trials. Next, GlaxoSmithKline accused of secret clinical trials of antibiotics and bizarre demands control over results. Next, GlaxoSmithKline deliberately held evidence of Avandia harm. Next, GlaxoSmithKline dumps, okay, I mentioned that one, closes pharmaceutical plant after deadly Legionnaire's disease bacteria found in contaminating facility. Next, GlaxoSmithKline bribery admission ensnares celebrity Dr. Drew and other physicians. This is called corporate feudalism, people. This is a feudal system with government help. It replaces everything logical and legal with big corporations and no accountability. Again, consolidating power, money, and control. Are you still feeling it, folks? The controversial racist, bigot, sex and misogynist, conspiracy theories, intolerant, violent, hated, in other words, anti-ism, misfold. Are you feeling it, folks? See, this is what happens when useful idiots that they call you, or the people who are using these words like racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, they are literally calling you an idiot for protecting the big corporations, the oligarchies, and the most corrupt forms of government. Oh, I'm not done yet. GlaxoSmithKline settles price fraud lawsuit with 40 states. GSK to pay $750 million to settle a whistleblower lawsuit. Next, GSK engage in bribery corruption planet-wide. Planet-wide. Next, GSK fined nearly $500 million of criminal bribery and doctors and hospitals in China. Next, GSK creates monstrous 6-in-1 vaccine specifically for children in developing countries. Are you feeling the trust? Are you feeling the confidence? Next, GSK to pay $120 million for fraudulent pill-pushing practices. This is after they get caught, people. Now, if they're protected, what percent is getting caught? Probably like adverse events for vaccine, where 1% actually gets to the people. Next, GSK fined less than $100,000 for killing 14 babies during vaccine trials. Next, GSK reportedly threatened diabetes expert over a Vandy Award. They're threatening people who wants to tell the truth. You can't make this stuff up. Next, FDA slaps a vaccine manufacturer for ongoing bacterial contamination. Guess which company? Yep, GSK. Next, vaccines cause autism, says confidential document from corrupt drug company. And I can go on and on. Are you still feeling the fact that when you speak up for truth and law and order, you get called, you get told you can't do anything about it because you don't have group self-pity points or victim group status? Are you feeling it? This is what happens when we go for decades of allowing unchecked power, decades of allowing political correctness, decades of people in fear of being called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater. I've said that so many times, it should be like one word. You got to understand, people, the ruling class wants a government-run credit reporting system. They want everything to be, we have to connect the dots. COVID, climate change, this is the largest transfer of wealth and power happening in the history of the world. It's financial enslavement. They call it the reset. It's all engineered by the big corporations, the big pharma, the BlackRocks, the UNs of the world. That's why they want the Paris Climate Agreement. That's why they keep saying climate change. That's why they want social credit scores, which is a tyrannical takeover. They want to collect your data through surveillance, to design your social credit score. I talked about ESG and EDI.
If you have a home that you don't want anymore, we can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Even sitting in for Vincent Fennelly. People, this is why we have to connect all the dots, just like MMT and UBI. It's used to delegitimize work. It's used to give the people a little bit of beer money so they can be controlled. Everything is all by design, and that's why they use Keynesian economics, because they have all these different subsets that they can do whatever they want. It's basically elite control. But let me ask you something regarding GlaxoSmithKline. One of the articles I mentioned how they defrauded Medicare and Medicaid. Well, what's Medicare? Social Security. So when your Social Security has no purchasing power, it runs out, or while they're paying government workers, you know, in the tens of thousands of dollars for their so-called pensions, are you going to speak up? What are you going to do? See, that's why they want to control speech, and they legally can't. It's our First Amendment right, given to us by over a million combat soldiers that died for us. A Michigan judge just ruled that hurting liberal feelings is akin to terrorism. You can't make this stuff up. And now police are targeting Americans for their so-called ideological beliefs and behaviors. This is all by design. Not only is it illegal, they're doing this just like the article about Canada I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, where they want to stop misinformation. No, they want to stop people talking. They want to pull the wool over your eyes. They want you less educated. They want you in fear. This is all Bolshevik, Nazi, Pol Pot, Mao, type influence. It's all. This is why I've read so many excerpts and I've paraphrased so much about Mark Zelensky, the Frankfurt School, Cloward, and Piven over the years. It's. I did it for a reason, and I'm looking at the clock, and wow. Okay. Next, Biden seeks billion dollars to boost IRS enforcement. That's another arm of the brown shirts, people. The real lender on your mortgage could be the Federal Reserve. Did you hear what I said about the Federal Reserve? It's not some benevolent association that's government run, which is bad enough as it is. This is a private central bank run by the wealthiest people in the world. Next, Border Patrol's fentanyl seizures increased by 4,000% amid crisis because of the invasion, officials say. We have to keep the whistleblowers going. We need whistleblowers by the Border Patrol. We need whistleblowers in big tech. We need whistleblowers. We need the politicians. We need the bankers. We need lawyers. We need Americans right now. We are desperate for Americans. We need the Donald Trumps. We need the Mike Lindells. We need the Steve Bannons, the Alex Joneses. We need Americans. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, they're male. There's a ton of female heroes. There's Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Candace Owens, Sidney Powell, Dr. Carol Swain, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Lauren Boebert. Those are brave women. Those are heroes. We need these people. We need people to stand up for the rule of law, which is the Constitution. Okay, next. New York officials, teen murdered by illegal alien MS-13 gangbangers. Okay, they were in here illegally, unvetted. The lawyers and the judges who are proponents of this should be arrested, and the victim families get restitution from the lawyers and the judges. Next, young adults and adolescents are suffering heart inflammation caused by COVID-19 vaccines. Cases skyrocket. I should have been in the healthcare, but that's okay. But think about this, whether it be MS-13, whether it be the COVID-19 vaccines and heart inflammation cases that are soaring, I wonder why our military doesn't want this. Are they bringing in, you know, just like up in Canada, they want to shut people up, continue the lockdown, get them off the street so they don't see hundreds of thousands of DCP troops up there? Or are they invading via the southern border? Is this why they want to basically impair our soldiers? We have to ask ourselves these questions. I'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden has announced he will take action if Russia is involved in the latest ransomware attacks against thousands of small businesses in America. Dan Araki has more.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group R-Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday the gradual easing of pandemic restrictions at the Canada-U.S. border. Canada's restrictions barring non-essential travel with the U.S. will remain in place till at least July 21st. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The mixed messaging from federal agencies informing Americans on pandemic protocols continues to confuse. Tim Burke from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau explains.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Tony Fauci said that fully vaccinated Americans should go the extra step and wear masks when traveling to parts of the country with low vaccination rates. Fauci's comments are at odds with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who said that fully vaccinated Americans are safe from the variants that are circulating in the United States. When it comes to wearing masks in states with low vaccination rates, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor, reminds everyone.
In Mississippi, there's been less than 200 new cases a day over the past week, with only three deaths over the entire week. In Wyoming, less than 80 new cases a day, with one death over the entire week. So if you're in Wyoming or Mississippi, which don't have the kind of vaccine compliance I want or Dr. Fauci wants, what's the chances that you're going to bang into this virus if you're fully vaccinated? Almost zero. So it sends the wrong message, and it gets in the way of a doctor like me trying to convince my patients to get the vaccine.
Extreme violence continues to grip Chicago, Illinois. 95 people were shot in Chicago during the long Independence Day weekend, including two police officers. In all, 16 died from their injuries. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Heben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And I have less than a half an hour left. I'm going to try to do less sidebar, which is so hard to do, and more information for you, the listener. Okay, next article. Five Asian countries building 80% of planned coal power stations. So for all you useful idiots who keep screaming climate change and carbon footprint, this is about an American takedown. This is not about carbon footprints. Next, 88,000 new jobs in government. How many times have we talked about stimulus, about currency creation? Lots. This isn't even justified. This isn't affordable. And you're going to pay for it through taxes, through inflation, and a huge increase in the IRS to control you. We are heading towards a Bolshevik, Nazi. This is going to get bad, folks. You better start speaking up. And you got to end political correctness. You have to remember the combat soldiers who gave their life for you, for us. And it's called the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. Come on, people. Wake up. It's time to be American. Next, more than 40% of San Francisco residents planning to leave the deteriorating city, and that's in quotes. Next, it's so dry in California that drinking water is literally starting to taste like dirt. That's part of the water wars, folks. This is all by design. Next, Facebook encourages snitching on extremist friends. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. Next, censored COVID vaccine victims demand answers in private Facebook group, and it gets censored. Don't believe this BS about Mark Zuckerberg, you know, surfing on whatever the hell he was surfing on in some lake or whatever on that newfangled surfboard carrying an American flag. His PR people told him to do that. He's about as anti-American. He's phony. He's nefarious. He's part of the power structure, the power money control, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. He's put in by the CIA. This guy is a fraud. He just because he's surfing with an American flag, that's a PR stunt. Next, illegal alien out on bail accused of beheading a man playing soccer with his head. Do you think the Bezos and the Zuckerbergs and the Buffets, you think that'll ever happen to them? No, because they have private security to watch their back. And they want to take away your Second Amendment rights to even try to protect yourself. Next, Biden's land management czar says there are too many people, calls children an environmental hazard, unquote. Chew on that. You still think it's a left-right paradigm? Next, Cyrus Vance arrests Trump's accountants. We all know about that. That's what they do. They demonize, discredit, delegitimize. They arrest you. They demonetize you. That's what they do. They basically are building a narrative. These are bought and paid for people. These are un-American people. They're not representing us. They're representing the lawyers, the judges, the DOJ, the FBI, the Supreme Court, the bankers. They represent the elite. They sold you out. They want to own everything. They want you to be in submissive conformity. Pardon my sidebar here. Next, nation's largest teachers union approves plan to promote hate-based critical race theory in all 50 states and 14,000 school districts around the country. People, this came out this weekend. We're going to start blaming parents if they don't take their schools out of public government schools. You know, it's getting to the point that if you don't do action on your own and basically have a parent, have a homeschool environment, get neighborhoods together, get out of the public schools, because the teachers union, the teachers, all they care about is their big paycheck, their benefit package, their pension, and their summer vacations. Get them out of the public schools. Next, Stacey Abrams purchased two homes valued at $1.4 million after reporting massive debts in 2018. You can't even make this stuff up. How many examples have we talked about between bribery and blackmail? That's what runs these people. It's not the rule of law. Next, Taliban seizes 700 U.S. Army vehicles. We're giving them trillions of dollars expect a lot more upheaval because the power structure is literally paying and giving weapons and resources to the enemy. Next, Chicago's 4th of July weekend, 92 shot, 16 fatally, 6 children among the injured. Children. Next, Border Patrol whistleblower, overflow migrants being moved to military bases. What the heck is going on here, people? Next, treated like crap. And that's not the word used in this article. This is the people who work for Kamala Harris says they're working in an abusive work environment. Okay, chew on that, folks. This is what happens when you're unduly elected. This is what happens when you delegitimize work. In other words, you get a position that is unearned. It's illegitimate. So that's what happens. Morale and trust and confidence goes down, and hate goes up because the people in the system are looking to blame somebody. Next. Okay, where was I? Okay. Pardon me. Here we are. White British guy gets plastic surgeries to become non-binary Korean. You can't make this stuff up, folks. I promise you, published articles in the public domain. Rich didn't make this up for comedic value. I promise you. All verified. Next, gay BLM activist arrested and charged with cat torture and then murdered the cat, you know, the pussy cat, the meow, the house cat, and then blamed the police for racism for the arrest. You cannot make this stuff up, folks. This is what happens when you delegitimize work, when hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter. Everybody's a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, violent, hater. It's a joke. We've allowed these people to turn America into a laughingstock. Next, Seattle area Muslim activist running for King County Council once boarded a bus full of children and threatened to blow them up. Promise, published articles in the public domain. Next, more evidence reveals D.C. police attacked Trump protesters on January 6, hurled flash bombs at crowd. This is on film. This is why they refuse to release the evidence. It's a joke. They're making this insurrection narrative, but they don't want to release the evidence to show that it was planned. It was a false flag. How many pieces of evidence have I given on the air for crying out loud? Next, YouTube takes down right side broadcasting video of Trump rally with over 2 million views. So when the views for Donald Trump goes into the millions, the powers that be and big tech take it down, and Joe Biden, who won the most votes in election history, which everybody knows he's not duly elected, literally, they're taking down the dislikes. Nobody's even tuning in, people. No one's tuning in. Most in history. What a bunch of crock. Next, Ammon Bundy found guilty for a misdemeanor. This is what you do when you run for office. He's running for Idaho governor. Demonize, discredit, and delegitimize. And Donald Trump is a Russian spy, and Matt Gaetz is a pedophile, and Brett Kavanaugh is a gang rapist. You see how they do this? They don't even have proof. They just bring stuff up without proof. And if they don't have proof, they make it up. They pay somebody or blackmail somebody to make up the proof. It's a total joke. Next, law professor says it's clear that Hunter Biden was selling access and influence. Duh, do you think? We gave probably about 24 articles on that alone. Okay, I'm running out of time. I'm going to go to healthcare, folks, and just mention a few things. The first two articles are really jokes. Hillary pushes COVID vaccines. Get those shots, folks, unquote. And then Joe Biden tells Americans getting vaccinated is the most patriotic thing you can do. How about the rule of law? How about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? How about freedom, liberty, and telling the truth? The most. This, what a joke. Next, deadly Delta variant registers 99.99% recovery rate. Don't let them scare you. Now, are these people going to really release a deadly bioweapon on the people? That's yet to be determined. But right now, it's all fear porn to get you to react, to get you to wear the mask, to take the vaccine. Next, depopulation alert. Shocking new study reveals COVID vaccine terminates 4 out of 5 pregnancies via spontaneous abortions. People, come on, wake up. This is not an ideology. This is not a left-right paradigm. You have to think for yourself. They're grooming you to be followers and not thinkers. Next. Latest COVID outbreak in Israel occurred mostly in fully vaccinated people. Next. New report stuns the world. The vast majority of those now dying with COVID are people who were vaccinated against it. Again, not making this stuff up. Next, British rocker dies from brain hemorrhage 2 weeks after AstraZeneca jab. People, how many articles have we given about blood clots or hemorrhage? You know, blood clots is basically thrombosis, neurological damage, immunological damage, Alzheimer's, ALS, dementia. I mean, I'm blue in the face talking about this stuff. You got to do your reading and research. I don't care if you don't believe one word I say. I don't care if you think I'm making up every article. And I was up the last 2 nights making them up. I don't care if you think that. You need to read and research. Like Joe Biden says, the most important thing, most patriotic thing you can do is to get vaccinated. This is a bunch of BS. The most patriotic thing you could do is read, research, and verify. All right, next. FDA approves controversial drug for use against Alzheimer's disease despite evidence showing it doesn't work. How many articles have I given about the adverse events, the side effects, the contraindications? How many articles by real experts who were not bought and paid for have I given that shows the adverse events are often in the 1% range getting to the people? Wake up, America. We owe it to our dead combat veterans who gave their life for us.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, people, welcome back. Last segment of the broadcast, and it's been a pleasure. I hope I'm giving valuable information to the people of our great country. And this is another reason why parents need to homeschool, because a new article just came out that said 5,000 woke teachers are signing a pledge to teach critical race theory regardless of the law. What does that mean? Delegitimization of work. They're not doing their job. Okay, I'm going to go back to healthcare. I'm not going to get through a lot, but I'm going to get through as many as I can before the ticker runs out on me. All right, people, next article. A man was suffering a seizure at a vaccine center, carried out on a stretcher, and the onlookers turned away and ignored him. That's called Stockholm Syndrome. That's called cognitive dissonance. People, what happens? You've seen the videos of so many people being magnetized by this nanotechnology. What happens when you're around Wi-Fi or 5G or other types of electromagnetic radiation? Is this going to be used as a weapon? I'm just throwing it out there. I just want people to think and connect the dots. Next, mortality rate from Delta variant 8 times higher in fully vaccinated individuals. Again, published articles in the public domain. This isn't Rich making this stuff up. Next, Fauci-funded EcoHealth refuses to give Wuhan documents to Congress. Refuses. When that behavior happens, that means you're hiding something. That means you're guilty. How is this? This shows how corrupt our system is when a guy like Fauci is running around free being the highest paid federal government worker. You can't even make this stuff up. Next, it's the vaccinated who are speeding up the evolution of variants and spreading them to others, including the Delta variant. Again, published in the public domain. Next, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, quote, people need to get vaccinated against the coronavirus annually. You see how this works, folks? Next, top expert says COVID-19 Delta variant symptoms are identical to hay fever and the common cold. Next, Biden White House to deploy Delta variant response teams across the U.S. to communities with low vaccination rates. This is basically a brown shirt attack. This is against the law. It's against the Nuremberg Code. It's against HIPAA regulations. It's against the Hippocratic Oath. It's illegal. Next, 13-year-old Michigan boy dies unexpectedly from cardiac event. His aunt says it was 3 days after his second COVID shot. No wonder why our soldiers don't want to get him. Next, a Make-A-Wish Foundation says it won't help terminally ill children anymore unless the entire family is vaccinated. This is called medical tyranny. Next, Prime Minister of Luxembourg rushed to hospital seriously ill with COVID. I wonder if he got vaccinated. Probably did. Next, mom of three, she was excited about getting the vaccine, unquote, dies from blood clot in the brain following the AstraZeneca jab. Again, published articles in the public domain. Next, Twitter locks new sites around or account after it reported vaccinated boy's death. You can't even tell the truth if it's against the narrative, even if it's killing people. Wake up, people. Speak up. Next, Zimbabwe joins growing number of African countries rejecting the coronavirus vaccine. Maybe we should go to these countries and spend our money when we go on vacations and stuff. Next, throwing a little different healthcare here, Tyson recalls over 8 million pounds of frozen chicken, possible exposure to listeria. What happens? Cost shifting, inflation. You got to get yourself a little land, raise your chickens, grow your own garden, live off grid. You have to be self-sufficient. Next, vaccine police now going door to door in California pushing COVID injections. People, is that how you want to live? Next, dozens of test samples from earliest confirmed coronavirus cases deleted from the NIH database. I wish I had more time. Next, Hunter Biden investment firm financially tied to the Wuhan Lab and EcoHealth Alliance. Next, China discussed making bioweapons to target races covertly launching attack with asymptomatic spread. Next, Fauci is lying to get young people vaccinated. It's all theater, folks. Do your own reading and research. Be American. We need whistleblowers. We need courage. Stand for principle, folks. We appreciate you being here. You have a great Tuesday. Thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.